بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها الذين امنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن ان بعض الظن اثم. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to refrain from dhan, suspicion, harboring negative thoughts of some person, evil thoughts of your Muslim brother, sister, badgumani as we say in Urdu, not having good thoughts of the person, to make our own assumptions and we make our own conclusions. And then we harbor these negative thoughts of that Muslim brother or sister. This is sinful in Sharia. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making i'tikaf. One of his wives had to come see him for some need. So after whatever was discussed, he went through the door of the masjid to see her off. He's standing at the door of the masjid and she's there, and two other people are going past. And when they see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they begin to walk at a faster pace and to go past very quickly, as though not wanting to disturb or being seen by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they go past very quickly. Rasulullah summons them. He calls them back. And he tells them that this is my wife Safiya. They say, Ya Rasulullah, we didn't think evil of you. We had no negative thoughts. Rasulullah then tells them, yes, but inna shaitana yajri min al-insani majrad dam. Shaitan runs in the body of a person like how blood runs in our body. In other words, he waits for occasions to cause some waswasa, some whispering, some insinuation. Perhaps he may just put into your mind to see who the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's talking to some woman by the masjid. Perhaps something is going on. And imagine having, harboring such thoughts of the Nabi of Allah and the greatest Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is not just for a Nabi of Allah, for any person. We should never come to our own assumptions. Innocently, person A and person B, they're coming out of a room, out of a building, and immediately we put two and two together, we make our own assumptions, and we will keep that in our heart, and we'll think, yes, these people are having an affair. Person is sitting in the plane, he's traveling somewhere, he's got his one seat, and after that is another passenger sitting next to him, happens to be a lady, it's not within his control, the plane is full, he couldn't change his seat, whatever it may have been, and somebody goes past and looks at that, and then immediately he harbors some thoughts. Many times then that thought now goes to the next person. It becomes viral. Those people were absolutely innocent. And now we are thinking negatively, we're having badgumani of such people. This is totally haram in Islam. And unfortunately, it has become a very terrible evil in our society, where we harbor suspicion and negative thoughts of people. We make our own assumptions, our own conclusions about people. And many times we make it viral. Then we're making ghibat, we're carrying tales, we're causing harm to innocent people. The entire waqia of ifk we have mentioned previously many times, and we're not going to go into the entire incident of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ummuhatul Mu'mineen. And in that occasion of ifk, or as they were coming back, and you know the entire incident where she was left behind because she was meant to relieve herself, and when she came back, the Sahaba Rasulullah had already left, and not realizing that she was not there in that, sitting inside that hudaj of the camel was carrying that box-like structure, and because she was very light in weight, so they didn't realize, and they continued. And Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala was a Sahabi who came behind, and he would pick up any lost item of Sahaba when they went out on any expedition. And he sees Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala resting there. All he sees, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He does not go near her, he never touches her, they don't speak. And very easily she mounts the camel and then they proceed. But as they come into Medina, already Ra'isul Munafiqeen, Ubay bin Salul, he starts his mischief. And some people see them entering in this way, they make their own conclusions, they make their own assumptions. But Gumani, and they say, Ma'ad Allah, they are both having an affair. Allah revealed ayats not in the Quran. These are things for us to always ponder. It is becoming a very terrible and ugly habit amongst the Muslim community that we harbor these type of negative thoughts. Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that if I see beer or wine trickling from the beard of a person, I will immediately think that perhaps somebody else threw the liquor on him. Not that he is a drunkard. If I see a person with beer coming down his beard, I will think somebody else threw that beer or liquor on him. He says, if I see a person on the top of the mountain, and he's saying, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, which literally translated as, I am your most high Lord. He will say, I will think this, that perhaps is reciting the verse of the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala used to say, if you see something your brother says or does, then you must look for excuses to give some good interpretation. Rather than making your own assumption and having badgumani, this causes a lot of mischief in society. Innocent people become victims, and this causes disunity. Two bosom friends can become enemies. Families can split. Society will suffer. Families break up. So never harbor any evil thoughts of any person. Try your level best to ignore it. And if you have to investigate the matter, if it's something serious, then find out the true facts and see what the real facts are before you even have any thoughts in your mind. In one of the cities, in one of the Arab countries, there's a nice incident of a person who gives the story, and he relates the story, it happened to himself. He says, I was driving, and we come to the traffic signal, and the car next to me, the man has got blaring music. Music is loud. So this annoys me, that this man has got such loud music. Music is haram, and he's got it even loud. And when I look at him, top of that, he's got a beard, he's got a topi, a nice big beard. But I try to get his attention, he couldn't see me, and he speeds off. And then I go to a cafe or to a shop to purchase something. I see this man is there, and he comes out of the shop with something, goes into his car. He starts his car again, blaring music. So I begin to make some signs towards him, screaming on the top of my voice to get his attention. The person looks at me and he smiles. This annoys me even more, that I'm trying to tell him something and he's smiling at me. He says, I go running to the car, and with an angry expression, I bang his car or the window. And then the man looks at me very worried, perplexed. Then I shout at him, that you're supposed to be a Muslim, a believer, you've got such a big beard, you've got a topi, and blaring music. Don't you have any shame in you? You have the audacity to have this loud music, and you've got your window open. The man then takes out a page and a pen, and he writes it, my brother, I am deaf, I cannot hear. Please put on your message. He says, I melted in embarrassment. I felt so terrible that I'm shouting at this person, thinking wrong of this person, not even finding out the real facts. This man was deaf. He could not hear the music. Then I apologized and I wrote the reason why I came. and the brother says, this is not my car, I borrowed somebody else's car today. So he did not even know, because he cannot hear. But look at the assumption, look at the badgumani the person had, that he's such a wrong person, such an evil person, listening to music and he's doing haram. Simple story, especially for the young people. Here's a little girl, and she brings some apples for her mother. And she goes to her mother, she has a few apples in the right hand and some in the left hand. And she offers this to the mother. And the mother picks one, but before the mother can take the apple from the hand, the child pulls the apple back, takes a bite. The mother is surprised, what is she doing? And then the child offers from the left hand another apple, and the mother selects one of those apples. But before the mother can take the apple, the child pulls back her hand and she takes a bite of that apple. Mother feels disturbed. Look at my child. She's supposed to be sharing. She's making a joke of me. And immediately, before the mother could even say anything, the child says, "Ma, take this apple. This is sweeter than the other one." Now see, innocent child. We don't even give the person a chance to explain himself or herself, and we make judgments. We have become a very judgmental community. We have become such that we just have badgumani of people, not realizing the result of such things, the outcome of such things. Our mashayikh normally give an example of a lady living with her husband, sister-in-law, mother-in-law. And you know the normal scenes in many places. The wife can't take the sister-in-law, sister-in-law can't take this wife of her brother. And one day the husband buys a pair of earrings, beautiful earrings for his wife. She's very happy. And after one or two days, his earrings go missing. Immediately, the thought of this woman goes to who? Her sister-in-law. She must have stolen this. She was after this. She was saying, "Hey, such nice diamonds, or such nice rings. See what has happened." Husband comes home immediately. "Your sister, she stole this." Without verifying the incident, he goes and he makes a noise. And he's almost going to beat his sister up. And there's an argument, there's a fight. Only to discover the next day when they're dusting the bed that his earrings had fallen into the pillowcase. So when they were making the bed, then his earrings come out. Whose fault was it? The same lady who had the earrings. Where did the mind go? Towards the sister-in-law. Many times in our homes, when there's money missing, anything missing, where does our mind go to? To some worker, some person who is doing some domestic work. Without even verifying. You got a factory, you got a shop, something goes missing, you think the secretary took it. Or that person, he came to clean. Or this person, he must have taken it. All this is zan, this is ism, this is guna. Yes, there are times when a person has to have some thoughts. If there are certain things that are taking place, but that's detail, ulama give some detailed fiqh explanation for those things. But in general, we are talking about that always verify things, if you need to verify things. Otherwise, ignore it and have good thoughts of a person. Ulama say, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not question you on the many good thoughts you had of your Muslim brother. You can have hundreds of good thoughts of your Muslim brother. Allah will not see, why did you have good thoughts about him? But yes, Allah will question you for even one evil thought you had of your Muslim brother. May Allah Ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant you tawfiq of understanding these important things. These make the heart of the person darkened, black. It causes a lot of problems to the person's own Islam, his own amal, and you are causing takleef to the rest of mankind. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. Always have good thoughts of the Muslim person. Make some good interpretation. Perhaps this is the story. Perhaps he may have meant this. Perhaps he may have said that. And inshallah, if we do this, we have good thoughts, then we will not become sinful. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Said Durus Sharif. Ahem. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu.
Allah, 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 All Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا الله, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat you have blessed us with, my Allah, especially the ni'mat of iman, my Allah. Allah, you give us the tawfiq of taking your mubarak name, my Allah, and reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Afiyat in this dunya, afiyat in the qabr, afiyat in the akhir, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins we have committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. E maliki kareem, ya Allah, our hearts have become darkened, my Allah. Ya Allah, polish our hearts, my Allah. Shine our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Our tongues, ya Allah, we have utilized it in all haram, my Allah. We make ghibat, we slander, my Allah. Allah, our thoughts also, we have bagumani of people, my Allah. Our limbs, my Allah, we move towards haram. Ey Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, help us to make islah for ourselves, ya Allah. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, give us yaqeen, your dhat, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Allah, bless us with halawati iman, my Allah. Allah, protect us from all evil, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, may Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, may Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, may Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, give us halal and tayyib rozi, may Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, may Allah. Grant us plentiful, may Allah. Make us use it correctly, may Allah. Protect us from making israf and using it in haram, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are going for hajj, may Allah. So many have left already, others are still going, my Allah. Grant them a hajj mabroor, maqbool, my Allah. Allah, accept the tawaf, ya Allah. Accept their standing in Arafat, my Allah. The du'as that they will make, the ibadat they will make, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them remember us also in the du'as, my Allah. And all those upon whom hajj is fard, my Allah. And who have not undertaken this hajj, my Allah, as yet. Allah, grant them tawfiq of making the hajj now, my Allah. Ya Allah, take all of us bar bar to Haramin Sharifin, ya Allah, with afiyat, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, give us maut with iman. Maut in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqim, ya Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hold the kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of wise. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, mukharrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, each one of us who has raised his hand now, my Allah. Those of us in the masjid, you know, others at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many needs, my Allah. We've got hajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, give us aman and aman, my Allah. Allah, do not snatch away the ni'mat you have blessed us with, my Allah, especially in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allah's load shedding, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove all this, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah.
May Allah make us through shakirin and zakirin, may Allah. Give us qanaat in our lives, may Allah. May Allah, whatever du'as people have requested, may Allah answer their du'as, hazirin, ghaibin, sabdi du'a, qabool frama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samihul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.